Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
Joseph Maloney.
Thank you. And so that I can locate the account, may I have your zip code, please?
11385.
Thank you. And you said that was 11385.
Yes.
And I do apologize, it is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that account for you. And I'm having just a little bit of difficulty locating that account. Do you mind spelling that last name for me, please?
Moley.
Thank you. So that was Moleay.
No, Ney. Moln, as in Nancy. Ey.
Thank you. That's Moleney. Thank you. And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
7018 65th Street, Glendale, New York, 11385.
Thank you. Okay, and I am showing that you had our own Max sleep, and how may I assist you today?
Yes, the original box that was ordered, I believe, was $39.95, and then the subsequent two boxes, $79.99, both of which were returned back in April. And I'm just wondering why we haven't seen a credit on the credit card statement yet.
Well, if you'll give me just a moment to look into this and see exactly what's going on, it'll take just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
So I do apologize that it is taking me a moment to look into this a little further for you. However, I am showing where there was a refund issued for the $79.99.
That has not come back into his credit card. When
Okay,
was
so
this refund made?
if you'll give me just a second, I can see exactly when that was done for you.
Okay.
So yes, I'm showing that it looks like that refund was issued on 5/20.
Well, not back into his credit card. If I call out the last four digits of the credit card where it should have gone back to, would you be able to, verify that that's where it went to?
Yes, I can definitely verify if that is the card that we had on file.
Okay, it's a Chase credit card, and 40, no, 4705 would have been the number.
Yes, I am showing that is the one that we had on file.
Well, then I'll have to check in with the bank because it definitely hasn't come back into his card. And sorry, can I just have the date again that you said it was credited?
I'm showing from what I can see, it looks like that was on 5/20.
5/20. And is there a confirmation number or anything associated with that that I can? that I can get from you.
If you'll give me just a second, I can see if I might can see that for you. It'll take just a second.
Okay.
I do apologize that it is taking one moment for me.
No problem.
I do apologize that it is taking me just a second to look at that for you.
No problem.
So I do want to apologize for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this account sent over to corporate, since it's not giving me a number for that refund. I'm going to get it sent over to them so they can look a little into this, since you are saying you're not seeing it. As I'm showing where it should be refunded, so without that number, I'm not showing why it wouldn't be. However, if you'll
Okay.
give me a moment to get that sent over to them, and they can definitely look into that.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, that's it. That's about it.
Well, I do completely understand, and I have got that sent over there to them for you. And I do want to thank you for calling Omax Health, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
Okay, will I be speaking to somebody or will they get in touch with me?
Someone should get in touch with you.
Okay, do you have my number?
Yes, I'm sure we have a number of 347-543-4955.
That's correct, yes. Okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling Omax Health, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.